Hi, my name is Michael, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. So let me ask you, with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat?
Okay. I don't care to take part in this, whatever it is. Thank you very much, sir.
It will help us a lot if you can answer some of our questions. It's a very short survey.
Who are you involved with?
I'm sorry?
Who are you involved with? What is your background and what is this survey? Who is it by? What is it for?
We are Opinion Research.
And who hired you?
Opinion Research. That's the name of the company.
Oh.
It's a very short survey.
Long. I haven't lived here very long. So
I'm sorry?
We haven't lived here very long in Florida.
I understand. But are you registered with Republican, Democrat?
Yes, of course.
Which one?
We are Republicans and we are Trumpers.
Okay, as you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local office in St. Lucie County on Tuesday, August 20th? If you have already voted by absentee mail-in ballot, you can indicate that as well. The choices are, I have already voted by absentee mail-in ballot. I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not likely to vote. And I am not registered to vote.
Is this strictly for St. Lucie County?
It's in general, yes.
Well, we are likely to vote.
Okay. Very or somewhat likely?
Somewhat likely. We're
still okay, voters in Florida are... Mm-hmm.
Unless we vote a straight Republican ticket, we really don't know the background of all of the people that are up for election or re-election, and that is our concern currently.
Okay. So voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail, ballot, or vote in person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the Republican primary elections on Tuesday, August 20th? You will vote,
in person?
Okay. And what is your age?
I'm 80 years old.
You. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
I have a master's degree in art therapy.
Thank you. You will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. The first person is Richard Del Toro.
I've heard of him through all of his advertisements. I really don't know if I'm going to vote for him or not.
Okay. And would you say if it's favorable or unfavorable towards him?
At this point, I don't really know. That's why I'm saying I don't know if I would be helpful to you or not, because there's so many, and you know, there's so much mail for each one of these people that is like, it's like they're like bad mouthing each other. You really don't know what's going on and what the background is. So at this point, we don't know. We don't know.
Okay, and the next person is Linda Bartz.
I never heard of her.
The next person is Ken Mascara.
Nope, never heard of her.
Next person is Keith Pearson.
Yes, it seems to be between Del Toro and Pearson, and neither one of them are really very nice the way they're acting to each other. Their backgrounds are pretty strong. So we don't know which one. That's probably the most difficult one that we need to really figure out which one.
Okay. So would you say no opinion or favorable or unfavorable?
I would say no opinion at this point.
Okay. And last person is Kathy Townsend.
Well, she's a Democrat. Is she not?
We just have the names.
Well, I think she's a Democrat, so we wouldn't vote for her. Because we don't know anything about her anyway.
Okay, so no opinion?
I mean, no opinion. Right.
Okay. And what is the first thing that comes to your mind when you hear about Keith Pearson?
Well, at first I was reading all the bad news about him from Del Toro, and then I read other things that were said about him by Del Toro that were not true. So, you know, it's like we have to do further research on both of these men, because it's so confusing at this point, because they're slamming each other and we don't know what the truth is.
Okay. And about Richard Del Toro itself, have you heard anything?
Well,
anything else?
He seems to be really bad-mouthing Pearson, and Pearson seems to be okay with Trump. And like I said, we would vote for whoever President Trump is in favor of.
Okay, just a moment.
Well, we don't know if these people are telling lies or what the circumstances are. I mean, and it's such a waste of money for all those large postcard things in the mail. It's like it's like overkill, and they're just slamming each other. I don't like that at all.
I understand. And we're almost done. You will now be asked a few questions about the upcoming August Republican primary elections. If the Republican primary election for St. Lucie County Commission District 3 were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Linda Bartz or Erin Ann Lowry?
I don't know either of them, sir.
Okay, if you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Linda Bartz or Erin Ann Lowry?
I would vote for a Republican. I don't know which is which.
Okay, now if the Republican primary election for St. Lucie County Commission District 5 were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Kathy Townsend or Audra Macon?
Is Kathy Townsend a Republican?
Now we just have the names. Not to which party are they registered.
Yeah, she's a Republican. I would vote for her.
Okay, and yes, definitely. And lastly, if the Republican primary election for St. Lucie County Sheriff were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Of the following options, Preston Michael DeFrancesco, number 2, Richard Del Toro, or number 3, Keith Pearson?
I tend to lean towards Pearson.
Okay. And would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Keith Pearson?
Well, if we go to vote, we definitely will vote for him, yes.
Okay, and do you approve or disapprove of the job that Keith Pearson is doing as St. Lucie County Sheriff?
As far as I know, he's done a good job.
Okay, so you will say strongly approve?
I think so. I have to go middle of the road because I have to do more research on it. I only know what I read that Mr. Del Toro speaks about Mr. Pearson, and I don't think that's 100% true, because there's evidence on the other side from Mr. Pearson that that's not true.
So would you say somewhat approve?
Okay, just go with somewhat approve.
Okay, so from the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Keith Pearson and his campaign for St. Lucie County Sheriff in the past few weeks? If you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Keith Pearson, you can indicate that as well. I will read some options. The first one is, saw a television ad. Number 2, received something in the mail. Number 3, received a text message. Number 4, received a visit to your home from Keith Pearson or a campaign volunteer. 5, something else. Or 6, haven't seen, read, or heard anything.
Received mail and also a text message.
Excellent. And from things that you see, read, or heard recently, make you more likely or less likely to vote for Keith Pearson in the election for St. Lucie County Sheriff? If it made no difference, you can indicate that as well.
Well, I can't say it wouldn't make a difference because it, I'm still on the fence here. So I should, I'd have to say it wouldn't make a difference.
Okay.
Have to find out more.
Now from the following list of what you've seen, read, or heard about Richard Del Toro and his campaign for St. Lucie County Sheriff in the past few weeks, if you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Richard Del Toro, you can indicate that as well. Is the almost the same list. Number 1, saw a television ad. Number 2, received something in the mail. Number 3, received a text message. Number 4, received a visit to your home from Richard.
Same as the other one. Received a text message and also mail.
Okay. Text message and in the mail, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And for these that you see, read, or heard recently, make you more likely or less likely to vote for Richard Del Toro?
I would say less likely.
Somewhat or much less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
Okay.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail.
Demographic
the person you're trying to
questions.
Reach is not available. At the tone, please record your message.
Before we
when
finish,
you have finished recording, you may hang up.